This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. It was a week of ups and downs in the ag marketplace for cattle last week. Two headline stories sent prices down midweek before a recovery on Friday to end the week. We will hear more from Joe Camp of Comstock Investments next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with acre-edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
Joe Camp of Comstock Investments tells the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network about one of the news stories that put pressure on the cattle complex last week.
Well, plenty of headlines for the cattle once more to trade on this week, and we have both sides up and down today, back higher, sharply so, after big losses on Thursday. You had, starting out, more screwworm news that there was a case in a horse found entering Florida. You also have more reports of cases in Mexico and a Mexican border state. So those being back and forth between, okay, another possible headwind against demand, but also a constraint on supply.
Another bearish headline originated out of Colorado, says Camp.
The other side of it on the supply end is going to be this news about a JBS plant in Colorado and their workers having voted to go on strike. They're not on strike yet, but that was enough of a news item that I think spooked speculators out of some long positions yesterday. But right now we're back in from the buy side and probably back to appreciating what is still fundamentally a sound cash trade. We have to look at where we were trading going home yesterday and think that the market's now realizing that truth.
Following the losses earlier in the week, cattle recovered some on Friday with upward price movement. February live cattle closed with gains of $2.50 at $237.75. March feeder cattle closed at $367.43, up $3.35 on Friday. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.